Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey, and welcome to the readings for the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. Before I take a look at the readings for this Sunday, I want to share something with you again. I've been drawing a lot on Magnificat magazine this week, but there's some particular things that are in this issue of Magnificat that I wanted. Many of you, I think, use Magnificat magazine, but I think there are probably more of you who don't. And I just want to point out some things here to you, or at least if you have the copy, to point out particular pages to you that I think would be good. So these are the readings for the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. And this is what the intro to this Sunday says, and it ties into what I've been saying the last few days. Because God formed John the Baptist as his servant from the womb, we know that, John's whole being is ordered to God. Thus, when John saw Jesus coming toward him, he instantly cried out, "Behold, the Lamb of God!" John immediately recognizes that Christ is the one for whom his heart has been made. John's vision is clear. He's ordered rightly. He's therefore able to recognize. That immediate correspondence between what he has been waiting for all his life and what he beholds in the Lamb of God leads him to testify that Jesus is the Son of God. The miracle, now listen to this, the miracle is that the same grace has been given to us. We are the ones who have been called to be holy with all those who call upon the name of the Lord. By professing the one who takes away the sin of the world, we, that's you and me, become a light to the nations, through whom God's salvation reaches to the ends of the earth. As we glorify the Lamb of God, God shows his glory through us. You are not unimportant. You are not insignificant. No matter how many mistakes you've made in life, you are not worthless. God can restore and heal and make well when we come to him and ask for it. Don't live your life just by the standards of this world, please. You're intended to be a light shining forth through you, bringing people to Jesus. Every single one of us is called to that. John the Baptist exemplifies it tremendously, and he suffered for it. But he will live for all eternity and live in the fullness of life, live in the fullness of joy, way beyond anything we can even describe. Brothers and sisters, God wants to use every single one of us. He loves us. He wants us to be light in the darkness. He wants us, in a sense, he allows us to help him to bring light where there is darkness and evil and sin. But it means that I am attached to Christ, that I draw from Christ everything I need every day to live the truth and to point the way to the truth, to the one who is the truth. Magnificat magazine concludes with this: "We are the ones who have been called to be holy with all those who call upon the name of the Lord. By professing the one who takes away the sin of the world, we become a light to the nations, through whom God's salvation reaches to the ends of the earth. As we glorify the Lamb of God, God shows his glory through us." That's your ultimate vocation. No matter your state in life, in one level, it's essential, but what's first is that God has called you, that God has revealed himself in you. You have received the graces to form you in the image and likeness of God. Let's live it. Let's use it. Come before him, bow down before him and say, Lord, I don't understand what it really means, I guess, to be Christian, to be Catholic. I don't really understand what it means to be a disciple. Will you teach me? And he will. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 3, and then verses 5 and 6. The Lord said to me, you are my servant Israel, through whom I show my glory. Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Christ is the light. If we're living a righteous life and repenting when we fail, then the light will shine through us for the conversion of others. How bright is that light shining in your area, your home, your heart? Don't worry about anybody else, but ask yourself. God wants us to grow in faith, to believe what our calling really is, ultimately. Whether we're single, whether we're married, whether we're celibate, whatever, the call is to each of us as Christian to walk in the way of Jesus and to allow his light to shine through us, that many may come out of darkness. Psalm 40. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Make that psalm your prayer. Commit yourself, recommit yourself, dedicate yourself to the Lord. Make Psalm 40 part of your prayer. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. When I pray that, I say, Holy Spirit, give me grace that that statement may become a reality in my life. And Paul to the Corinthians, first letter, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours, grace to you. And peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I've had the opportunity to be in many parts of this world, from Africa, from South America, China, many, many parts of the world. And you know what? No matter what race, tribe, tongue, people, nation they come from, you see a Christian right away. It's clear. There's a light shining forth from them. There really is. Doesn't matter where I go in the world, there are brothers and sisters. And God wants that light in each of us all over the world to shine more and more and more brightly until it overcomes the darkness of sin and death. Let your life be used, your personal life, let it be used to bring light in the darkness to as many as you can, just through your normal circumstances. Let God use you. You'll be amazed at what he does. You have a free will. You give him access and watch what happens. I know I say that often, but it's really true. It may be years before you see it, but gradually, usually quite simply, God leads us the way he wants us to go, that his light may shine through us. And the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. I did not know him. But the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel. John begins to see the call on his life. Faithful to God, doing what God asked him to, now he begins to see a wider, deeper picture. I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel. John testified further, saying, I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, on whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Now I have seen, and I testify, that he is the Son of God. That's what God wants to do with us. He wants to use us to reveal him, not in the same way that John the Baptist did, but God is very obscure in the lives of most of our society, brothers and sisters. He's very obscure, if at all present, if at all recognized. God wants you to be light in the darkness, right where you are, in the circumstances, by your love for God, by your obedience to his commands, and when you fail, repent, get back up. He wants you to give him time every day so that he can form you and shape you more and more in his image and likeness. And he wants to use you, often through your own likes, sometimes through our dislikes. But he uses us right in what seems to be the small, humble circumstances of our lives. But when God's light shines through us, that light has infinite proportions because it's God. And you might be living life in this tiny little hamlet somewhere in the world. Somewhere, I'm speaking from the United States, somewhere in this country, or in any country, you might be in a very obscure position. But if your heart is on fire with love for him and you want to serve him and you open your heart every day, he will manifest himself through you. You may be the last to recognize it, but he will work through you. And you will become light in the darkness. Brothers and sisters, let us not in this 21st century say that this is all history. This is all behind us. This is done. Jesus calls you and me to reveal him in the darkness, that he will bring his light to us that can overcome that darkness, that we too, like John the Baptist, can testify to who he is. We can testify to the beauty and the glory, the majesty, the love, the mercy, the kindness of God. That's what he wants. That's how he wants to use us. I just want to say, don't let this weekend go by. If you haven't made a clear-cut decision to follow Christ, to be a disciple of Christ, make it this weekend. Poor, weak, humble though we are, sinful though we are, make a decision and ask him to lead you. Give yourself to him every day in prayer, and he will do what you cannot even imagine in you and through you. May God abundantly bless us and lead us. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.